The Drives podcast is presented by Disability Advantage Group. Need help applying for Social Security, disability benefits? One call does it all. Call Disability Advantage Group at 865-566-0800 or visit dag-us.com.
It's time for The Drives Top 4 at 4.
Hour number 2 of The Drive underway. Top 4 at 4 this afternoon is brought to you by our friends at Smoky Mountain Brewery in Turkey Creek. We're going to be out there Wednesday next week at a very special event that we'll be hosting on Wednesday. You're going to want to be there. We'll tell you about it as soon as Jake wraps up here. Jake, what do you got for us?
Got number 1, the agent for Pittsburgh Steelers quarterback Mason Rudolph is not ruling out any legal options in the aftermath of Thursday's melee. Said, I'm gathering all information and no options have been removed from the table, Tim Younger said when reached by text message this morning. Cleveland Police Sergeant Jennifer Siaka said today that they are not investigating Browns defensive end Miles Garrett, adding that they had not received a complaint from Rudolph. He was struck in the head with his own helmet by Garrett after the defensive end ripped it off in the final seconds of the Steelers' 21-7 loss, and a city spokeswoman said the prosecutor can't comment because Rudolph has not filed a complaint.
Yeah, I'd say this is – he's going to get suspended for the rest of the season. Probably be some other punishments that go along with that, a fine, things of that nature. And
I mean, he deserves it. I mean, that was incredibly, incredibly dangerous.
I would say that's – that's probably going to be it. I don't know. Do you file a – I feel like that would not be – you don't want to be the guy that filed a police report in the NFL. I could be wrong, but that seems – it's not snitching, but it's like it's also – it's never been done before. Like has anybody ever filed a police report for something that happened on the field?
No, and what's crazy is we talked about – I'm not sure if you guys talked about it the first hour. We talked about this just out of the blue.
Yeah, we just touched on it, but –
we started talking about this yesterday. I cannot remember in football ever. The only one that I thought ever that I've seen, the two that I've seen that really crossed the line was, I think, Matuszak when he paralyzed Daryl Stingley. That was one of the dirtiest shots. I mean, Vontaze Burfict's got nothing on that guy.
I thought
guy.
That was Jack Tatum.
Maybe Jack Tatum. I knew it was one of the Raiders. And it's easy to get those guys confused. They were cheap shot artists. The other one was that I thought was borderline, and I love Albert to death, but what Albert Haynesworth did where he looked down consciously, made the decision, lined up his foot, and stomped on Gerard's head was about as egregious as I've ever seen on a football field. I mean, yeah. Can you remember any?
No, I mean that was pretty bad. Juan Marichal going after the dude with the bat, like way back in the day.
Oh yeah, now we talked about some other sports. Rudy Tomjanovich when he broke Kermit's face, or Kermit broke his face. I could never remember.
And there was
that.
I think there was legal action pursued in the NHL. And I can't remember the name. I want to say
no, but he got arrested.
Brashear or somebody like
that. Yeah, he got charged with a felony. I don't know how it ended up getting adjudicated, but he was arrested and charged.
That happened in a game as the game was happening.
Yeah, that was the question yesterday. At what point does
it become assault and not just part of the game?
Yeah, does your behavior become it's so egregious that it crosses the line into criminal behavior? Last night, you could make an argument. Yeah.
Marty McSorley was the guy who took his slash upside Donald Brashear's head, his stick upside Brashear's head. Just,
you think Rudolph's head's hurting today?
Between this and that hit that he took where they had to cut his face mask off, I'd say yeah. Remember that?
You know they wish they hadn't traded Dobbs away now.
They could use him.
Certainly wish they probably had another option.
Number 2. Georgia Tech has formally appealed sanctions levied by the NCAA against its men's basketball program. The ACC school announced its notice of appeal last month and filed its written arguments with the governing body today. Georgia Tech is appealing a ban on postseason play this season as well as scholarship reductions and limits on official visits. The NCAA ruled in September that major recruiting violations were committed by one of head coach Josh Pastner's former assistants as well as a former friend. In its appeal, Georgia Tech contends the penalties are based in significant part on an improper aggravating factor. It also says that the four-year scholarship reduction penalty is arbitrary and says the Committee on Infractions did not properly consider NCAA regulations when imposing limits on recruiting visits. Georgia Tech was also placed on 4 years probation, and the school had self-imposed a $5,000 ban, and the NCAA added an additional fine of 2% of its operating budget for men's basketball.
Josh Pastner just goes to show you can take the coach out of Memphis, but you can't take the Memphis out of the coach.
Number three tonight, we have college football, starting with a sneaky 8-1 Louisiana Tech team taking on Marshall. And the Thundering Herd are 6.5-point favorites at 7 on CBS Sports Network. Then Fresno State takes on San Diego State at 9:30 on ESPN2, with SDSU being a 1-point favorite in that one.
Some Friday night football sounds good. Maybe stay up and watch some of that.
And number four, South Carolina football coach Will Muschamp is not going anywhere. Athletic director Ray Tanner said today, in a show of support after the Gamecocks' chances to make a bowl game took a serious hit following a loss to App State last week. Today, I want to make it clear that Will Muschamp is our football coach and will be our coach going forward, Tanner said in a statement. President Robert Caslin and I are fully supportive of his leadership and his development of student-athletes on and off the field. The Gamecocks, who are 4-6, must win at Texas A&M and number 4 Clemson in their final two games to make their fourth postseason trip under Will Muschamp, who this summer had touted his group as the deepest, most talented team he's had at the university.
The dreaded vote of confidence for Will Muschamp. You hate to see it. And he has a big buyout. Is that the deal over there? I mean,
it's... Yeah, it's something like $19 million, we said yesterday.
Oh! $19 million for Will Muschamp? That's disgusting! How does that even happen, man? They ought to be able to tear up that contract. The Supreme Court ought to step in and say that contract is unenforceable. It's un-American to give that loser that much money. I'm just glad we got one in on him before he gets out of there. But with that kind of buyout, we're probably going to have to play him multiple times before they're able to afford to fire him. I don't know. Would you just take half of your entire SEC Network TV check that you get at the end of the year and just give it to Will Muschamp to be done with?
It's 19.4 million right now. Yeah. And if they wait till December 31st, it's 18.8. So it's not going down anytime soon.
I mean, I realize it's not a lump sum. It's spread out over a number of years, but that's just outrageous, man. Yeah, maybe that bubble is beginning to burst. That is the Top 4 at 4. Again, it's brought to you by Smoky Mountain Brewery. And folks, we are very excited. Many of you have asked about the turkey drop. And we are very pleased to announce that the 9th annual OEB Law Turkey Drop will be held on Wednesday at Smoky Mountain Brewery in Turkey Creek. Come out and see us, and we'll give you the bird.
You serious, Clark?
Serious as a heart attack, Bear. We're going to have well over 100 frozen turkeys purchased by our friends at OEB Law. Visit them online at reckintoacheck.com. I've known Tim Elrod for a long time. Guy's got a big heart. He's going to hook us up with these birds. We're going to put them in the freezer at Smoky Mountain Brewery around lunchtime Wednesday, and we're going to start giving them away around 3. So it's a first-come, first-served basis. Come on out and get your Thanksgiving turkey for free. You don't have to buy anything. It's just courtesy of OEB Law. Wednesday, starting at 3, first come, first serve. And if we have any left over, we're going to take them down to the Love Kitchen so that they can go to those in need. So really cool of OEB Law and Smoky Mountain Brewery to combine to do that. We're just the messenger here at Fan Run Radio. We will be doing the show live at Smoky Mountain Brewery Wednesday. Turkey Creek, right next to Calhoun's, right next to the big Pinnacle Theater. You know where it is. It'll be $6 burger day. Come on out, have a cold Mountain Light, have a burger, have a Cherokee Red, hang out with the drive 3 to 6, and get yourself a turkey, courtesy of our friends at OEB Law. 9 years, Bear, 9 years we've been doing the turkey drop. Big
it's
stuff.
A staple. God is my witness, Russ. I thought they could fly.
Big stuff, man. Big stuff. So that's Wednesday. Tell a friend. Turkey drop. Back again. Marcus is up next on The Drive. Hello, Marcus.
How you guys doing today?
Hey, man, we're doing well. How are you?
I'm doing pretty well. I got off a little early today. Thought, what better way to start that off, the weekend off right, than calling you guys.
There you go.
So I wanted to give my opinion on the Myles Garrett situation. Obviously, first off, I don't think Myles Garrett is a dirty player, and I also don't think Mason Rudolph is innocent in all of this. So there's that to begin with. But Myles Garrett made three mistakes. One, they were up by two touchdowns with 8 seconds left. So even if some miracle, that quarterback who was awful last night, had any chance of scoring a touchdown on that drive, time was up. They weren't going to win that game. The Browns had it. So for Myles Garrett to decide to kind of rub it in Mason's face by taking him down to the ground like that, a perfectly legal tackle, but it was just unnecessary. And then Mason Rudolph, he shouldn't have gone for the helmet. That's on him. But as we talked about, any kind of penalty, refs are always going to see the reaction, the retaliation by the other player. And sure enough, with him pulling off that helmet, that's mistake number two. If Mason was able to get his helmet off, he's in trouble, not you. Why retaliate? And then when things are getting broken up, that's when he decides to make mistake number three, which is swinging the helmet. And like Jake mentioned earlier, he had a pretty bad concussion a couple weeks ago. So who knows, if he had hit him just in the right spot with that helmet, how much worse that could have been for the quarterback. I think 6 games for the rest of the season is a good enough punishment, but it honestly wouldn't surprise me if the NFL tries to make an example of this by saying this is never happening again and give him an extra game or two into next season. I don't think he needs more than 6, but it wouldn't surprise me if they decided to throw the book at him and say, you know what, you're going to be the first and last person to take a swing at someone's head like this with a helmet.
Yeah, and that might be a good idea, because what'll happen is, you know, he's going to go away, and the story will go away. New NFL stories will emerge. We'll talk about the playoff race, the playoffs, the Super Bowl, the draft, all the stuff that we're going to talk about as it pertains to football. And eventually, we're kind of, you know, outside of Cleveland, this will fade. This story will fade from the public consciousness. So if you do carry over and say, okay, you're suspended for the final 6 games this year, and the first 2 to 4 games next year, like that'll bring it back, and I think drive home the point that, hey man, like, can't have this, not in football, unacceptable.
Here's my thing, and this may be completely insane. I don't put this on the same level of bad as what Vontaze Burfict did to, oh God, I cannot believe I'm blanking.
Any
on his
number
name.
Of guys?
No, the wide receiver. He was with the
Antonio Brown.
Yeah, and that shot, because to me that was like serial killer level type stuff. Like, Vontaze Burfict has no, you know, he's like a sociopath when it comes to stuff like
where's
that.
Where's he at? Was he suspended for the rest of the year?
Yeah, because he did another one of those hits where he showed a blatant disregard for.
But that's what I'm talking about. Is like, that happened a couple of weeks ago, and I mean, I like to think I keep up with sports. I'd already forgotten what happened to that guy.
Yeah, I mean, that's what it was. This thing was just more of a, you know, is it a horrible look? Yes. Is Myles Garrett, did he make a horrible decision? Absolutely. But it's not as calculating as some of the stuff that Burfict's done, especially the Antonio Brown.
Well, Myles Garrett doesn't have the track record that Vontaze.
Right, and that's why I don't think he's a dirty player. I think he just made a stupid decision. And I don't think, like I said, I don't think Randolph is, or Rudolph, whatever his name is, I don't think he is innocent of this either. He had a horrible game, and when he didn't like that hit, he decided to retaliate, and it's on all of them. Like, the decision was poor. The only thing I can think of that's similar to what happened last night was, I'm pretty sure, if my memory serves, Antonio Smith, I think, swung a helmet at Richie Incognito.
Yeah.
A few years back.
Yeah.
So it's not like, and plus, realistically, I'd put money down that this happens, this kind of stuff happens in practice all the time during the off season. It's just, it's never on TV. I'm sure when players get into fights, helmets start swinging around too. But it's Thursday night, prime time, you're winning the game with 8 seconds left. There's no way that he should have even put himself in that situation. But, I mean, that's how it goes. And I wanted to ask Bear, did I hear you right? Did you say the Steelers are your team? Have you already picked your new team?
Yeah.
When did you say that?
Earlier.
The Steelers are your team?
That's who I'm going to roll with now.
You picked the Steelers?
Yeah.
Why?
I was a Steelers fan when I was a kid during the glory years. I just jumped back on that bandwagon. Why not? We're down right now. We're fighting back.
Well, you're like free agent Bear. You're just going to alternate between old school, East Coast, original NFL football
teams? No, the Steelers are one of those teams. They're one of the originals.
I know. That's what I'm saying. You're just going
to. Yeah, the Redskins, I'm done with them after what they did to Trent Williams. Have you seen any of that?
No. Of all the things, of all the things that the Redskins have done over the years.
Misdiagnosing a guy with a rare form of cancer for 5 years, and then when he figures it out that he does have cancer, you treat him like a piece of trash and then put him on the non-football injury list and then tell him that you're not going to pay him his salary. Yeah, you've lost me.
Well, I'm glad you finally saw the light.
Yeah, there's scum up there. I hope they never win another game. And yes, I'm aligning myself with the Pittsburgh Steelers at this point, although the Raiders are still in it.
Well, then you haven't aligned yourself come on, Bear.
I'll figure it out.
I'll figure it out. You'll figure it out?
Yes. Yes. I'm going to get with you on it.
All right. Well, we'll
come up with a timetable.
Of all the teams you can look at, too, the Steelers and Oakland, like, they're just as a mess as, like, Oakland's a mess from the beginning. Like,
Hey, Grudy, baby. He's on track.
Say what you will about Dan Snyder, at least he has a grown-up's haircut.
I think it would be fun to hang out with Mark Davis.
Fun?
Yeah.
I'd rather go to the Garth Brooks show tomorrow.
The Garth Brooks show?
Anything else, Marcus? We got to run, man.
I just want to say I think I'm with Jake. I'd welcome him back and for open competition, Garantano, based off the question, but I'm looking at the younger guys, I think. Appreciate it, guys.
Thank you, Marcus. Have a great weekend, man. Yeah, Rickard Rich Barbecue, smoking hot question for those of you just joining. If Tennessee closes out with three more wins, you beat Missouri on the road, Vanderbilt at home, and you win a bowl game, you finish 8-5. Do you want Garantano back next season? 65% of the audience right now at Fox Sports Knox on Twitter says yes. A lot of comments rolling in, too. We'll read some of those when we continue here on Fan Run Radio. The Drives podcast is presented by Disability Advantage Group. Need help applying for Social Security disability benefits? One call does it all. Call Disability Advantage Group today at 865-566-0800. Applying for disability can be very tedious. Having an experienced attorney on your side makes it easy. Call Disability Advantage Group, 865-566-0800, or visit online at dag-us.com.
Get some.
Back here on The Drive, Fox Sports Knoxville, Fan Run Radio. Yeah, we're excited about the turkey drop coming up next week at Smoky Mountain Brewery on Wednesday. Come on out. We'll give you the bird. Also excited about an event, a charitable event we're planning for next month at National RX. Stay tuned for those details. And if you haven't gotten your flu shot yet, be sure to do that. This weekend will be a great opportunity to get that taken care of. You swing by National RX in Farragut, Kingston Pike, right next to Wendy's out there, and get your flu shot if you haven't done that already. They are free with most insurance companies, and if you are uninsured, it's about $20 out of pocket, and that is a small price to pay to avoid what is shaping up to be one of the worst flu seasons in recent memory. So get on out there to National RX and show one of our longest-running fan-run sponsors a little love this afternoon. Our number, you want to jump on board, a variety of topics up for grabs. Myles Garrett suspended for the rest of the season by the NFL for his vicious attack on Mason Rudolph at the end of last night's NFL game. Garrett,
I really love how you always spin stuff. You're the spin meister. Miles Garrett's vicious attack.
What would you describe it as? How was that spinning? I mean, he hit him over the head with a helmet. Like, if that's not, what would you describe that as?
You would hit me with that Yeti cooler out there if I came up and kicked you in the nuts.
I would never hit you. If you kicked me in the nuts, I would be like, first of all, I'd
imagine like, what the hell you did that for,
quite Bear? Uncomfortable. But yeah, I would be like, Bear, you just kicked me in the nuts. What in the hell is wrong with you? That would be my reaction. I'd be like,
aren't playing, you know, in a National Football League game. You have to account
there's far
that.
Less at stake.
Yeah, you have to account for that. I mean, these guys get all jacked up on adrenaline and everything else.
Can I reset the show, please? I mean, you have hijacked the reset here. I want to talk about this.
I feel like everybody liked what I was doing better than the reset. Go ahead, Russ. Go on with your reset.
Myles Garrett's vicious attack on Mason Rudolph last night. Garth Brooks returns to Neyland, returns to Knoxville. Do you think 50% of Tennessee's scholarship roster, the 80 or so guys we have on scholarship, do you think 40 of them could identify Garth Brooks in a country music superstar lineup? If I brought Brooks and Dunn, Kenny Chesney, Garth Brooks, George Strait, and give me somebody else, the Rascal Flatts guys, and I put those seven or eight dudes in a lineup, police lineup, do you think 40 of our players could correctly identify Garth Brooks?
No. I didn't recognize him the other night.
He spoke to the team, according to Trey.
Garth did?
Yeah. Do you think Garth Brooks speaking to the Tennessee football team resonated with the modern student athlete?
Probably not. No. What was up with did the local newspaper really tease it that Waylon Jennings may be playing Saturday night with Garth Brooks as a special guest? Did you hear about this?
Waylon Jennings?
Yes.
I don't think that's going to happen.
Unfortunately passed away,
2002, I believe.
Yeah, like 17 years ago. And then they followed that up with quickly editing it in a Shooter Jennings, his son, who is still alive.
That's probably what they meant.
I don't know, because apparently there was another, but it was behind the paywall, so I didn't get to see it. Another dead country star that supposedly Garth was going to bring out with him. I really glommed on him. That's a great nickname.
Garth Brooks.
Oh, God, yeah.
Garth is just a...
He looks like he's a 44 now.
I mean, I'm just talking about the word girth. I mean, it's like, it's kind of dirty, but it's got some punch to it. An underused word, I think, girth. He's got some girth to him. We need some girth on our offensive line.
Yeah, we do.
Looking for some girth. And your Rickle Ridge Barbecue smoking hot question of the day is, if Tennessee finishes this thing out on a six-game win streak, they're three in a row now, you win your final two regular season games against Missouri and Vanderbilt and a bowl game against whomever, would you want Jarrett Garantano back for a fifth year? Who would have thought that we were having this conversation just a month ago after that Alabama game, when people were just raging out uncontrollably. And here we are with almost 400 votes cast at Fox Sports Knox on Twitter, and 64% of the audience says yes. Joe makes a really good point on Twitter. He says, 2 years in the same offensive system might make for a drastic improvement. That's true. That's one of the things that I hate for JG, because he has not had a great experience here. Because mostly the minority of knucklehead fans who react negatively on social media and tag him and stuff like that, you know, tell him he sucks and he should transfer and all that stuff. Like, that's – you're a loser if you do that kind of thing. So there's that, which I'm sure is very uncomfortable for him. But from a football perspective, too, he's been here 4 years and he has had a different offensive coordinator each season. That's terrible. That's just there's no way to develop, and that's something that I would consider if I were him. If you feel welcomed back, first of all, I mean, if Pruitt and Chaney seem like they want you to stay, then I would consider, hey, I haven't had an off season in the same system where I'm building from 1 year to the next, the same terminology and everything. I haven't had that experience. Now, my thing would be, if I'm Tennessee, I would certainly welcome him back, but I would be very honest with him and Brian Maurer and JT Schrout and Harrison Bailey and say, listen, this is an open competition. And, you know, Jared, if you want to come back, we appreciate what you've done here. And you saved our bacon this year for sure. But just because you come back doesn't mean that you're going to be handed the starting job on a silver platter. You're going to have to go earn it. And Brian Maurer is probably going to get a lot better his second year in the system. And Harrison Bailey has a lot of expectations on him coming in. There's no guarantee that you're going to be the starting quarterback next year if you return.
Yeah, but I got a feeling both Pruitt and Chaney would probably prefer him to come back.
You think so?
Yeah, I mean, logically, if you think about it logically, maybe a fifth-year guy.
Well, yeah, and I would worry. I think they're probably looking at it like
– it's a crapshoot whether or not – it's 50-50 whether or not Harrison Bailey's you just never know until they get here. I mean, hell, look at Garantano.
Well, but they're also looking at the probability that somebody – Schrout and Maurer are not all going to be back. Mm-mm. One of those three, if not two, are going to leave.
I'm assuming that Schrout's gone.
Well, and if you're Tennessee and you're assuming that, then you want JG to stay, right? Because if he and Schrout leaves, you don't want to go into preseason camp next year with Brian Maurer, Harrison Bailey, and the kid from Maryland who I don't even remember his name.
Kasim Johnson.
I think it's Hill.
Kasim Hill. I know his first name's Kasim.
Yeah, it's Hill.
You don't want to go into next year with just those three guys. And I don't even know if Kasim Hill's been given a scholarship. He might just be walking on here. That's never been made clear. So
I expect him to have a pretty good shot at making the field. If you go back and watch some of the games he played in when he was at Maryland, I mean, he's explosive.
Do you think they put him at quarterback or maybe move him?
I would think if he's on scholarship, they're probably going to move him.
To maybe tight end?
Tight end or
he's kind of into a big guy.
Into the role that Juwan played, in that slot, possession, go up and make the tough catches over the middle. But, I mean, he's explosive for sure, but he's a really big kid.
Being told on Twitter that there is an actual male adult film star who goes by the name Girth Brooks.
Really?
Yes.
Huh. It's funny how they can do that, isn't it?
Cannot say that I'm familiar with his work.
No.
Nor that I'd
Who's want saying to be. That? So we can shame them.
I don't. That's not my style to shame people.
Okay. Only me.
Bill says he'd rather hear Shooter. So it was the New Sentinel evidently first said that Waylon Jennings is going to be back. It reminds me of a story Todd Howell from WBR told me. The podcast I did with him, he said he was doing a live TV stand-up outside the Chill Howie Arts Center down there in the fairgrounds. And it said, I think that auditorium is called, I'm blanking, man. Who was the country star who was killed in a plane crash in like the 60s or 70s?
Patsy Cline. Yeah.
And it's like Patsy Cline Auditorium or something. And he just looked up there and he said, and he's on live television. He's like, Patsy Cline in performance tonight.
Just had a, yeah.
Here at Chill Howie Park. Well, he didn't know. Is he not a country?
People do that all the time.
Well, he's not a country music fan.
And unfortunately, Todd was on live TV when he did it.
And he said, he tells the whole story on the podcast I did with him, but like Bill Williams was hosting back at the studio.
Yeah.
And he saved it somehow very smoothly.
Is only Bill could do.
It happens, though. It happens.
You ever met him?
Bill Williams?
Yeah.
I have not.
Fantastic person. One of the nicest people I've ever met in my life.
That doesn't surprise me at all. What if you met Bill Williams and he was just a jerk to you, big time to you? Are there any local media personalities that, and I don't know, we're going to throw somebody on the bus here, that like you've met and been disappointed by?
No, because I've met a ton of them.
You don't survive in this community. Like you could probably get by in big cities and stuff, being like a jerk, as long as you're good on the air.
Yeah,
but like you can't do like.
It would be harder for me to come up with who I think the five nicest are, just because there's so many of them. Robin Wilhoit, incredibly nice person.
Never met her. Where do you meet all these people?
It was when I was working at a club downtown. They had come in to do a story about something that was going on there and got to meet her. Very, very nice person. I've met a ton of the Channel 10 people, but and they'll all tell you, head and shoulders, just a man among men is Bill Williams. And I could spend the next hour telling you really cool stuff that he's done that nobody really knows about, because he's the kind of person that doesn't, when he does nice things for the community, he doesn't look for any publicity out of it.
David says, Garth was a student athlete himself at Oklahoma State in the track and field. He threw the javelin.
Yeah, that's got nothing to do with what these guys do.
What do you mean? He's an athlete. Garth Brooks. He's a former college athlete. What do you want? He's a former college athlete.
Get the hell out of here, Smith.
He was a D1 college athlete. Did you throw the javelin at a Big 12 school?
No. But I'm not going and talking to the UT football team.
Because you couldn't cut it.
Big
eight. I don't think.
Who got cut from their high school? Got a little choked up there.
You all right, buddy?
Who got cut from their high school tennis team? Raise your hand.
I didn't get cut. I didn't make it. I didn't make the team. You have to make the team before you can get cut.
You're an absolute punk and clown. Most days of the week.
I don't think that Garth Brooks got up in front of our football team, Bear, and said, "Huh, I can identify with you guys. I threw the javelin at Okie State back in the 80s.
I think he's just standing
actually,
up
what
there.
Do you? That's a good question. What do you think Garth Brooks talked about to the team?
Probably about
working hard.
Yeah, working hard and sticking with it, and how. You know,
it was hard for him to break through.
Yeah,
I was playing dive bars in Nashville for 10 years before I made it.
Yeah, eating pork and beans.
You young freshmen who aren't getting to play much right now. Keep grinding. Your time will come. Your time will come. They're like, who's this guy? Stay with us. The Drive rages on. Fox Sports Knoxville. It's Fan Run Radio.
You're listening to The Drive.
Welcome back. The Drive continues. Fan Run Radio. Russell Bear and Jake cruising with you here on a Friday afternoon edition of the show. 865-546-8200. Your number to get up with us here this afternoon on the show. Would love to hear from you. Go ahead and call it now. Got a couple open lines at 865-546-8200. Obviously, I was out yesterday. I did not get to weigh in on the Gino Auriemma Philip Fulmer kerfluffle. And I guess there is some added news, because I'm sure you guys at least hit on it yesterday, Gino Auriemma's comments about the Avena Westbrook situation.
Not only did we hit on it,
mm-hmm.
It has pushed me back to being a Lady Vols supporter now, because he came at the cabin.
Philip Fulmer, did you see Fulmer's comments yesterday?
Yeah.
Oh, it's great.
Yeah. Gino and I saw Peerless great. Price just tweeted out something about it, fairly humorous. But I will, since Gino obviously doesn't know Coach Fulmer because he went after him like that, I wouldn't come after him again. I mean, Fulmer kind of let him know, don't you think?
You basically gave him the keep my name out your mouth routine. Let's see if we can hear Philip Fulmer's comments on Gino Auriemma last night at some function. Coach looking good in this video with the full suit.
You know, I saw a little bit of him. Coach, he doesn't know me at all. I've never met him that I know of, and I'm sure I remember, and I don't really know him either. I'm very proud of our program and what we've done here, and you know, we're moving forward with our Lady Ball basketball. I'd much rather talk about the Notre Dame win and how well Kelly's done, you know, so far. So, you know, that's just kind of water under the bridge, and we're looking forward.
Did you find any kind of irony in the fact that, you know, what's going on with Uroš, with his NCAA transfer and some of Coach Auriemma's?
That's a whole other subject. You know, the NCAA needs to open their eyes, in my opinion, and look at the mess, you know, that we're in, and find some means. You know, it's much bigger than one or two schools. This is a national issue. You know, I saw a little bit of
her basically told Gino to keep my name out your mouth.
I mean,
we're working like heck.
I mean, Gino's a pencil neck. Coach Fulmer's a former.
I would pay good money.
Offensive lineman, he would.
I would pay good money to see Phil just squash Gino like a bug. Like a bug. Hey, Gino, heard you've been talking about me. Got something? You got something you want to say to me, you son of a.
I don't even think he'd talk. I think he'd get his feet shoulder width apart, get that ass dropped down, get in a good football stance, and then.
Where's that game this year? We play them, right? Is that
up there?
Up there? You think Fulmer will make the trip?
Are you kidding me?
Of course.
Yeah, he's going to make that trip.
It's probably one of the biggest, like, name games in women's basketball in recent history.
You think he'll want to?
I think he'll probably look at him, knowing Fulmer, that steely gaze.
Walk up and, hey, Gino, Coach Philip Fulmer, nice to meet you. I don't believe I've had the pleasure.
Oh, that is hand for a friendly handshake.
Give him one of those just like crippling handshakes. Oh, man.
Former offensive lineman grip on it. Yeah, I don't know. Fulmer looks good, doesn't he?
I'm telling you, looks like he could still coach.
I don't know about all that.
Looks like he'd still coach a little bit.
All I know is that the, you know.
I'm not trying to start anything, but he looks like he could still coach if he wanted to.
Yeah, I think he's enjoying what he's doing.
How much longer you think he can do that? Here's what
doing what he's doing.
Yeah,
I mean, as long as he takes care of himself, and
I just hope that whenever he decides to hang it up, whether it's in 2 years, 5 years, or 10 years, whatever, I hope that he and Randy Boyd, who I'm hearing is more open to taking that president job on in a more permanent capacity.
They're a pretty good duo.
I would just hope that they would get together and come up with a real succession plan.
Oh, I think he will.
Because that's what started this whole thing, man.
Well, yeah.
Was not having a clear plan and having a national search after Dickey thing. Like, and I realize there's laws that you have to post the job and everything, but come on, man. Let's make sure we know who we're going to hire well in advance, a year, and preferably that person is on staff so that Fulmer can train them up and say, listen, we have fixed football, hopefully at this point when, you know, Fulmer's ready to step down. We fixed it. We're rolling. We got to keep it rolling. Here's what you need to do. Here's what happened when Coach Dickey retired, the mistakes that were made. Make damn sure, whatever you do, that this doesn't happen again.
Well, I think exactly. But the problem is and the reason I think that we cratered as badly as we did was it wasn't just after Dickey, Russ. It was multiple positions across multiple sports and multiple administrative positions where, I mean, it was just bad hire after bad hire. I mean, we could not hire the right person. And the only one that just defied logic was Coach Serrano. But, you know, the whole lot of them, the rest of them, it was just, you know, screw up after screw up.
You mean Vitello?
No. Dave Serrano was on paper.
Yeah, we all thought
was
that was
one of the best hire ever.
Yeah, he was supposed to be.
He's really a world. He'd just won the World Series. So, I don't know. Coach Fulmer, I mean, the future looks bright at Tennessee right now. Lady Vols are playing like the old Lady Vols. Barnes has got the basketball team up
fasten
and rolling.
Fasten that cup.
Vitolo's got the baseball team.
Make sure you're good on that front.
Pruitt seems to have the football team, you know, turned around. We'll see.
Basketball Vols boarding the plane. You saw some footage from Vol basketball social media. They're on the bird, headed to Toronto. Big game against Washington tomorrow. So do I have to – I still have not figured this out. I don't know. I might go out to Smoky Mountain Brewery or something to watch the game. But
apparently, if you have Verizon, you can get it for free.
Really?
Like you get a free subscription to like the Disney Plus for a year or something like that.
That's with the unlimited data plan. You have to be on unlimited.
I don't have Verizon. I'm just
– I do, and they've been sending me texts like on the hour, every hour, trying to get me to
– upgrade to the unlimited plan?
Yeah, which I'm trying to back down – once I explain to Junior that movies are a lot of data.
Where do we do we want to get together and watch the game somewhere tomorrow? Do we have it here? Can we watch it on this Roku thing back here?
I would imagine that between one of those dudes that live over at the Fan Run frat house that we could probably get it in here.
We could rig it up.
Bring in one of the pros, yeah. I mean, if you call Cody, he can get anything.
Big game. Do we have a My Bookie line on this game yet?
I don't know.
Seems like usually college basketball, sometimes that's a little slow to come out. Look around, see if we can get a line on. Big game for Tennessee. I mean, your first chance to really impress, and you know, we'll see. It was which Tennessee team was more indicative of what we're going to see as the season goes along. The one we saw in the second half against Murray State or the one that we saw in the first half?
I'm only seeing Friday games on my bookie right now.
Yeah,
I'm looking for Jordan Bowden to take flight Saturday night. The Carter Condor, drop about 30 on the Huskies.
You would think in this kind of situation we're going to have to rely on our senior guards. Hopefully, as we said, you know, as badly as Josiah James has played the first – you know, game and a half, he did hit a big three. He was on the court a lot in the second half. And then Olivier Kamwa, really, like, I thought the light went on for him about 10 minutes to go in that game, and he was key. Grabbed a bunch of rebounds, made some buckets, generally looked like he knew what he was doing. Does that continue? Or as the competition steps up, do those guys shrink a little bit? We'll find out tomorrow. Big game.
I've got something. I've got a question I want to pose to you, but after the break.
Okay.
All right.
Bear's teasing a hot question here. Stay with us. The Drive continues. Citizens National Bank is the official bank of the Drive. You check them out online at cibtn.com. It's Financial Freedom Friday presented by Citizens National Bank, and we are 13 days away, to be precise, from Thanksgiving. Learn how to budget for a delicious Thanksgiving dinner without breaking the bank. Some easy free tips at cnbtn.com and their free blog. We posted a link to this post on Twitter. You can find that at Fox Sports Knox if you want to read up on how to save money this holiday season. Stay with us. The Drive continues right here on Fan Run Radio.
Now back to The Drive on Fox Sports Knoxville.
About you, Jake? 100 grand. Crack you over the head with that Tennessee helmet behind there. As hard as I can, just smash.
No, there's no way.
You'd kill somebody.
Yeah.
Plus, that's an old 80s helmet.
That might cover my hospital bill.
Wonder whose helmet that is.
Looks like a gamer.
I don't know. It doesn't have that many marks on it.
Almost 40 years now, East End Warehouse and Distribution has been the preferred source for third-party logistics. They're a public warehouse serving the manufacturing industry since 1980, and they can provide storage for your products and take care of your customer orders. You get the benefit of lower overhead when you leave your warehousing and distribution to East End Warehouse and Distribution. Learn more about what they can do for you online at east10warehouse.com. That's E-A-S-T-E-N-N, warehouse.com. Or just call 865-521-6143 for East 10 Warehouse and Distribution. Great slate of college games. It's kind of cool to be able to sit back and watch a little college football this weekend, of course.
Without having to worry.
Yeah, Georgia, Auburn. I think
HK and the boys were talking about that.
I feel like Auburn, I mean, it's only a 2.5-point line over at my bookie. It's going to be a ball game.
Just so you know, the Tennessee Volunteers have been officially eliminated from the East Championship, so you don't have to pull for anybody in particular now.
That's a big relief.
Thank who has Auburn lost to? LSU?
In Florida.
And they're a really good team.
On the road both times.
They weren't. It wouldn't have mattered if they'd played that game in Toomer's Corners. They weren't beating LSU this year.
Auburn's like the opposite of Alabama, right? I mean, they're stout defensively. Alabama's not this year, which is strange.
I think this could be a really low-scoring game.
Yeah, but offensively, you know, they have not. You know, they got a young freshman quarterback who's kind of learning as he's going, and I haven't watched them in a minute, so I'll be interested to kind of watch that game. How about number 19, Wake Forest at number 5, Clemson at 3:30? Anybody give the Fighting Dave Clawsons a chance there?
No.
No?
What's the line in that one? It was like Clemson. Yeah.
One of the other big ones.
No chance.
Minnesota will be rowing the boat over to Iowa.
This is the kind of game I could see Iowa beating.
It's a trap game for Minnesota.
Big Ten matchup there. And then I get the big national one is, you know, this will have major playoff implications, kind of sort out the Big 12 end of it, is Oklahoma at Baylor, you know, is the loser of that one is pretty much eliminated from all consideration.
It's a big opportunity for Baylor.
If you'd asked me a month ago, I'd say Oklahoma stomps them, but they have not been playing well lately.
They can't stop anybody.
You like that guy, Matt Rhule?
Yeah, I do. Where was he at previously? Temple? Mm-hmm. And Marcus Satterfield was his OC up there. Is he still over at Tennessee Tech?
I don't know. Funny story. I almost ran that guy over with my car.
Marcus Satterfield? Yeah. Would have dented your car.
He was so mad. Oh, he's so mad at me. I thought he was
going to
kill me.
He's a big dude.
Funny story.
Yeah, it's funny because I didn't, and I didn't kill him. He didn't kill me, and we're both still alive and doing okay. Yeah. So
he's one of the best high school athletes I've ever seen back when he was at Greenback.
Stay with us. The Drive rages on. It's Fan Run Radio, 865-546-8200. If you want to take a shot and get on with us, we'll hit the reset button, top of the hour, top 5 at 5 with Jake coming up next right here on Fan Run Radio.